you know, the international system was cooked up in the wake of World War II. So that's 1945. So that's almost 7 decades ago, and or it's over 7 decades ago. And a lot of the institutions that were developed as part of that process, or in the years immediately following it, could use a refresh. The UN was designed to be weak, and it is weak. Alliances like NATO were designed to deal with Cold War reality, which has passed. They were designed to deal with a world in which 50% of all world trade went through one country, the United States, and the U.S. was disproportionately powerful. That's passed. It was designed to deal for a world in which most conflict was state to state. That's not the way it is. Most conflict was conventional. We've passed through the nuclear age. We're now in an age in which cyber conflict can be taking place between all countries all the time and slowly degrading those countries as opposed to destroying them. We don't have treaties for it. We don't have doctrines for it. We don't know how to deal with it. So we need to go back to these institutions and fix the ones that are old and broken. The WTO is fairly new. It's old and broken. And then we need to recognize that there are some institutional gaps that we have that need to be addressed, whether that's an alliance for security in the Pacific, which doesn't exist, or whether that's global institutions to deal with climate change or transmigration or issues like common network standards. If we don't have a treaty that establishes standards for network security, we are going to come rapidly to the end of a lot of global trade simply because we won't be able to trust components of the systems on which our economies depend. So, you know, to me, the next U.S. president, the next generation of leaders have the job before them, sort of present at the creation 2.0. They need to reimagine global institutions.